RSN Central's Form Express.
Time for the Form Express on this Monday, September 13. They're racing at Moi in Victoria today. That's our thoroughbred meeting. Let's hear what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bets.
Look, no flash prices right throughout the day, Michael, but I thought we could get a bank early with race one, number eight, Miss Middle Park. I think she's a talented filly. Love what I've seen from her leading into her debut. Value for me, race five, number three, Royal Volley, down in grade with the claim. Quaddy first leg, 1, 2, 3, and 11. Second leg, 3, 4, 5, and 12. Third leg numbers 1, 4, 8, 12, and 14. Home with numbers 1, 4, 13, and 18. Certainly hoping for a split in one or two of those legs with a relatively wide flexi quaddy. Keeping it simple with the player today, like race one, number eight, Miss Middle Park. So an all up with her to win into race five, number three, Royal Volley each way.
And Miss Middle Park now into $1.70, so she has been heavily supported. The filly by Maurice there, having her first start for Anthony and Sam Freeman. Let's hear what Lynn Tolson has to say about the chances of on trigger, I should say, trigger point in race number five.
He loves the wet track. The wet is the better for him. We've brought him down in grade to the 58 and, of course, got the weight. So we thought we'd give young Heidi a shot on him. He's you know, not a front one, but he runs on pace. It'll be interesting to see how he goes. But, look, we were hoping to get him up over a bit more ground, but Bansdale got postponed. They went to synthetic, so he's back to 2,000 again. But anyway, he's been working well, and he will appreciate the track.
And for Juicer Sovic has Holt going around in race number seven, lightly race, four-year-old by Knight of Thunder. It's the odds-on favourite at $1.95 with the tab in race seven.
The horse is really well, and if you're looking for someone to kick the ball to, give it to him, and he'll just run. He's a real runner, this horse. So handles given the ground, the heavier the better.
Yep.
The overcast the better, and I expect him to be hard to beat.
So that's a good push from EJ there. He's a good judge when he likes a horse like that. And $1.95, it could be another ranker for our multis there at Moi today. They're racing at Maruya in country New South Wales. Daniel Nuttall's done the form for us there. G'day, Daniel.
Hey, Gareth. How you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. Where do we start with your best bets?
Best bet of the day comes up in race six. Pretty keen on the Nick Olive-trained Exotic Deal. She's second up this Done Deal mare, and I didn't mind the first that went at Queen Binge. She's run third there, running on nicely behind Island Bay Boy. The horses are booked a spot in the Kosciuszko, pretty promising type, but the Exotic Deal second up here, has got form second up. Connections utilise a claim with an informed apprentice and gets the conditions to suit. She was on the heavy eight first up. She doesn't mind the heavy track, but it's a little bit drier this time around, a soft five, and she prefers a little bit of a dry deck, I think. So, second up, looks well-placed, Exotic Deal. She's my best. Race 6-5. The value comes up in race 2. Designer Made, going pretty well at the minute. This mare, she will... Look, the map's ideally for her. She should lead this pretty easily and take some running down. She's a winner over this... she's a winner at this track on a wet track. She's a winner at Maria on a wet track, and just thought at the price... with a horse that's going to give a little bit of a sight in front. 850, I thought, was a good each way bet around that price. So that's my best value. Race 2, number 7. In terms of the quaddie, starting race 4, we'll go with 1, 2, 3, and 8. In race 5, we'll go with the four runners again. 7, 11, 12, and 13. We'll go skinny in race 6, the third leg, with my best bet, Exotic Deal, the 5 and the 9. We are resuming Port Douglas. 5 and 9 in race 6, and in the last leg, we'll go the four runners to come home. 2, 3, 5, and 8.
Good on you, Daniel. Good luck, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
There's Daniel Nuttall. Joel Marshall joins us now to preview Tamworth today. G'day, Joel.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Only a small program there, but how do we find a winner there at Tamworth?
Yeah, well, we're going to make the best race 4, number 2, One More Choice, trained locally by Troy O'Neill. He's had the three runs back. They've all been on wet tracks. Now he's had seven starts on wet tracks and never run a place. So I think he's just been getting fit on these tracks that don't suit him. He gets onto a dry track here. And importantly, all three of his wins have been here at home at Tamworth. I think fourth up, Barrier 4 should get a good run, and there was signs of good improvement last time out. So I think he's ready to win race 4, number 2. Best value comes up one race earlier. It's race 3, number 13, Top Ender from the Chris Lees stable. This 3-year-old filly debuted at Tamworth back in April. Drew wide over the 1,000 metres. Didn't have the greatest of runs, but I thought she battled on okay. I think 1,200 suits better. I think she can travel a bit better. And from gate 1, she certainly won't be scouting as wide as she did on debut. And I thought at double figures, she represented a little bit of value. In terms of the quaddy, first leg, numbers 2, 4, 5, 11. Second leg, numbers 1, 3, 5, 10. Third leg, numbers 3, 6, 9. And the final leg, numbers 1, 2, 3, and 6. Just repeating, the best race 4, number 2. The best value, race 3, number 13.
Good on you, Joel. Good luck, mate.
Cheers. Cheers, Gareth.
Great to have Paul Massara to join us to talk about his two runners there at Tamworth today. Good morning to you, Paul. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Good morning.
Your first run is Fletish in race number 2, lightly raced four-year-old that's only had the one start. Was pretty impressive on this track at Tamworth after getting a long way back. Can he get the job done at his second race start in his small field?
Oh, I think so. He was a little bit the victim of misfortune at the beginning of his last race, where both horses either side of him kind of gave a bit of a crunch and one came across his running line. So the jock elected to ride him, you know, from behind, and he probably just got too far out of the play. Today, if he jumps evenly, I'd like to see him settle kind of midfieldish. And I think if we can just get clear running kind of at the 400, it should be very hard to hold out.
And your mare, Summer Glow, she showed plenty in her last preparation. Can she win first up in race number 7?
Yeah, I think she can. There's a couple in it that obviously there's a bit of money for. But she looks to get a nice tuck run and hopefully in behind the speed. And if we can just have a bit of luck again, just coming out at the right time. I also think she'll take a bit of beating today. I think she's a very good each-way chance.
Love your confidence, Paul. Good luck, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
There's Paul Massara there. Let's have a look at Maryborough today in the trots. Dan Malecki's done the form for us there. Now, his best bet comes up in race number 4, horse number 8, Sonny Petite at $1.35, but does look tough to beat for Matty Craven. And his quaddy numbers he likes in race number 5, which will kick off the quaddy. He's keen on the 2 and the 5. And then in the second leg, he likes the 2, 4, 7 and 9. And that's a good trotters race there, race 6. Race 7, he's keen on the 6 and the 8. And in race 8, the final leg of the quaddy, Beach Music first up, is a talented filly. And she does look tough to beat. And he's gone one out with her. So number 2, Beach Music, in the final leg. Greyhound action from Ballarat, and Shepherd and Georgie Ferrugia joins us now to preview this day's racing at around Victoria at Ballarat and Shepherd. And g'day, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. We'll start off with Ballarat and then go to Shepherd.
Beautiful. Race 4, number 8 is one we're keen on, a greyhound called Splits the Burn. Good placing here, 2 starts back, and he ran 22.40 at Ballarat. Did show real good speed to win at 22.77 at Geelong back in April, and anything around that mark, Gareth, and I think it will be hard to beat. Race 4, number 8. Quaddy numbers, tricky quaddy. 1, 5 and 8 into 1, 3 and 7, into 1, 2, 7 and 8, into 1, 2, 3 and 6. We come home with Shepherd and race 10, number 3, Dynamic Prince. Oh, he had the 3 starts, but looks a real talent. Ran 19.14 up the straight at Healesville, Gareth, before running 3rd behind Tigalong Tonk in a heat of the cup. Now, that's a big ask for a greyhound to take on Tigalong Tonk at start number 3, and did get 3rd that day. Still learning, but I think if he gets close to the bunny early, he could run some time here tonight. Race 10, number 3. Quaddy numbers 1, 4 and 8 into 2, 3 and 5, into 1, 3 and 5, into 1, 3, 4 and 6.
Georgie, we'll have a big show tomorrow morning for Off the Leash to talk about the slot holders and the Phoenix. We had the Healesville Cup there over the weekend. David Gill, congratulations. It was too good once again. I thought Tigalong Tonk was brave.
Absolutely. Up that straight, he just powered home, didn't he? Ferdinand Boy was too good to claim that 100 grand. And like you said, huge news coming out of the Phoenix. We'll dissect all of that tomorrow.
Good on you, Georgie.
And you too, mate. Bye.
The NFL has started, of course, Friday morning, and we had a terrific morning this morning in the NFL, and there's a big match coming up tomorrow morning 10:15 our time, Las Vegas taking on Baltimore, and Las Vegas at 2.70, Baltimore at $1.46. And our NFL expert, our man to help us back plenty of winners in the NFL this season, is Jackson French. Jackson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Tomorrow, 10:15 in the NFL, how are we making some money? Are we with Las Vegas at a price?
No, so I'm leaning more towards the Ravens in that matchup. I just think that they will expose Las Vegas' weaker defense, and they've just got the offensive weapons with Mark Andrews as well as Lamar Jackson on the ground. But the way I'm playing the game is with the three-leg same-game multi that we can play with the tab, and we'll get $2.80 for this bet. So get your pens and papers out. It's going to be Darren Waller, the star tight end, 50-plus receiving yards. Mark Andrews, 50-plus receiving yards. And Lamar Jackson, the Ravens' star quarterback, he's really good on the ground as well. So I'm going to put him in 50-plus rushing yards, considering the Ravens have had some injuries to their running backs in the preseason, namely J.K. Dobbins. So we'll get 45 on that at $2.80 for a return of 126.
Love it, Jacko. We'll keep a tally as the season goes on, but we'll put those tips and that multi on our social media platforms as well.
Perfect. Thanks, Gareth.
Good on you, Jacko. Jacko France there with his NFL tip and punt there tomorrow when the Raiders take on the Ravens. We'll take a quick break here on RSN Central. We'll come back